Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Bechoros Yutes, Bechoros 19a, pagination is 37. We start on the second line, Masnisin at the Mishnah. Yotzei Dofen, if the child came out through the stomach, through the wall, meaning not a regular birth, through the birth canal, but rather what we call a C-section. Vehabo acharov. And regarding the one that's born after it, even if the second one is born naturally. Rabbi Tarfon omer shneim yiru ad sheyistoavu. Rabbi Tarfon's opinion is that both of them have to go graze until they get a mum, a blemish, v'yochle b'mumon l'baylim, and the owner can eat them both. We're not sure if there is indeed a bechor here at all. Maybe the first one, maybe the second one, maybe neither of them. Says Rashi on the third line, m'sapka l'Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon's not sure what the psak over here should be, and the Gemara expounds what the source of his doubt is. But that's how the first approach of the Mishnah is. Rabbi Akiva, Omar, Rabbi Akiva says, and this is the one that's reflected in Halacha, Shneyem Einon Bechor. They're both not a Bechor. Harishon Mipnei She'eino Petarechem. The first one didn't open up the womb. It wasn't a natural birth. V'hasheni, and the second one, even if it is a natural birth, mepnei shekidmo acher, because a different child preceded it. And even though the first one wasn't a natural birth, but it did precede it. And this is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, which is reflected in Halacha. Now, our Mishnah was talking about animals, but I'd like to continue our session discussing what would happen if this case was by people. And the ramifications by people are actually twofold. The first child born by C-section, the second one, natural delivery, twofold. Number one, if the first one is a male child, C-section, we want to know, do you have to do Pidyon HaBen? If you don't, second child is born natural, do you have to do Pidyon HaBen then? And our simple assumption, learning Reb Tarfon, or at least Reb Tarfon's approach, is a sense of doubt. Rabbi Akiva, if we apply that approach to our discussion of humans, it's not a question. It's a non-starter. The first one is mipnei she'eino petarechem. The first one is not opening the womb. It's not a natural birth. And the second one is already preceded by someone else. And that would be the law regarding Pidyon HaBen. Second question. If the firstborn, again, is a male, then we have a discussion of whether he's a bechor lenachala, a firstborn regarding inheritance that we know gets pishanayim, a double portion, in some aspects of the inheritance. The first child is born C-section, the second child is born natural. Again, in Rabbi Akiva, we would say, if we apply that reasoning over here by people, the reasoning would go, the first one is not a petarechem. It didn't open up the womb in the way wombs open, petarechem. I understand the surgeon made an incision in a different part of the womb, but that's not petarechem. And the second was already preceded. Let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch. We'll work with Hilchos Nachalos in Choshen Mishpah to start us off, Resh Ayin Zayin. The Mechaber writes in Sif Zayin, Yotzei Dofen, a C-section, v'habo acharav, and the one that comes after it, shneim einam bechorim. Both of them are not a bechor in the laws of Nachala. Harishon lefi shelo nolat. The first one is because it wasn't a natural birth. V'nemar v'yoldu lo banim. It has to be a natural birth. V'hasheni. And the second one, share kidmo acher, because it was preceded by a different child. A similar approach in Yoredeya, Hilchas Pidyon Bechor, Simen Shin Hei, Si'if Chaf Dalid, Yotze Dofen, a C-section, V'anolad Acharav, and the one born after, Kedarko, in a natural birth, Shneyem Piturim, they're both absolved of the laws of Pidyon Bechor, Pidyon HaBen, Harishim apnei shelo yotza meharechem. The first one didn't come out normally from the womb. V'hashenim apnei shekidmo acher. And the second one, because it was preceded. So that is the way the C-section is going to be handled in halacha, both in Pidyon HaBen and in the laws of Nachala inheritance. There is a related topic regarding a nafel, a non-viable but natural birth. In the laws of Pidyon HaBen, indeed, there will be patur, they'll be absolved of the mitzvah. The halacha in Shin Hei Chaf Beis, the case of hapala, a miscarriage, the rule is, kol elu, kol echad me elu eino petarechem. All of these types of cases listed off where a child came out, but it wasn't viable, is not going to be a firstborn. And if it was a real birth, but just not viable, then one afterwards will be absolved as well. However, in the laws of Nachala, Reshayin Zayin Vav, in Choshen Mishpat, Haba Achar Nefalim, the child after a miscarriage, Haba Acharov Bechor, the one who comes afterwards can indeed be a Bechor L'Nachala. And the reasoning that's given is Shezeh Sheneemar, Rashis Ono, the first child that the father was able to worry about, that the child was viable, and therefore that second one could indeed qualify as the Bechor L'Nachala for inheritance. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.